कोस्टल महाराष्ट्र रोड ट्रिप। रोड्स आर अ रिकॉर्ड ऑफ दोज हु हैव गॉन बिफोर। रेबेका सॉलनेट। आई प्रेजेंट टू यू द लास्ट लेग ऑफ माई कोस्टल महाराष्ट्र रोड ट्रिप दैट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम अलीबाग नियर मुंबई। क्लोज टू 600 किलोमीटर्स एंड 4 days लेटर द गणपति टेम्पल एट रेडी वॉज माई लास्ट स्टॉप विद इन महाराष्ट्र, आफ्टर विच आई एंटर्ड द स्टेट ऑफ गोवा। अटैचिंग द प्लान डिटेलिंग माई जर्नी हियर इफ यू वुड लाइक टू एम्बार्क ऑन दिस जर्नी। It is a perfect amalgamation of history, nature, devotion, and relaxation. The best part of this trip, apart from the heritage I explored, is the availability of good food joints throughout the route. Piping hot vada pav, misal, and tea kept us going from one destination to another. The other heartwarming part is the hospitality of the homestays and the quietness of the quaint beaches where they are located. Forts of Sindhudurg. Devgarh, more famous for its Alfonso mangoes, is home to Vijayagarh's ancillary fort, a 1729 construct by Maratha naval officer Dattajivaraj Angre. It helped keep a vigil over the Devgarh Creek and the surrounding Arabian Sea. The sea covers Janjira Devgarh from three sides, and the approach to the fort is only from the south. Essentially a watchtower, its ramparts and walls stand the test of time even now. Some cannons, a lighthouse, Ganpati temple within the premises, and a spectacular sunset bring locals and tourists here. Further down the coast is the city of Malvan and its sea fort Sindhudurg. It is unique because the prevailing culture at the time of its construction, 1664 to 1667 AD, did not allow sea travel as prescribed by the Hindu scriptures. Despite the limitation, Shivaji Maharaj ordered it to be built to counter the rise of foreign merchants and the Siddhis of Janjira. The engineering breakthrough in building a fort on an island off the main coast was through the use of lead in casting foundation stones and iron molds within the structure. Accessible only by ferry, its massive walls and concealed main entrance are a deterrent to entry. Ganpati at Redi. The surrounding areas of Redipatnam, the original name of Redi, are rich in iron ore, making the sand red. Industries take these sands through the port of Rewati for processing. On one such trip, a driver got a dream informing him to dig at the very place he nabbed. The excavation yielded the Jambha stone Ganesha idol and his mouse. A self-manifested Swayambhu idol, it draws devotees from both Maharashtra and Goa. After this visit, my coastal Maharashtra road trip culminated at Kalangut in Goa for a longer stay. Despite the ongoing pandemic, the possibility of doing another road trip sitting safely in my car doesn't seem daunting at all. Until I pen down my next road trip, cheers to living in the present and exploring the past. Win this road trip.